Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish of Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and as you know, I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, and we're here at WROL every single day, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, from 3 to 3:15, bringing you the message from the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. As you know, usually at this time, I invite you to be part of our Mass on weekends, but you know that because of the coronavirus, we are not celebrating Mass. Our churches are open for prayer, and you're welcome to be part of just coming to church and pray before the tabernacle, which you can tell where it is when you look for the red candle that hangs usually above it or right next to it. But come to church and pray as the cardinals invite us all to do. Well, it's Friday, and Friday's the time for us to listen to Father Adriano Zandana broadcasting to the WROL audience from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, telling us about Inner Healing, Part 3.
Hello, everyone. God bless you all. Hello, Father Bob. I'm so excited to be here with you all. God bless you all. And today's topic is going to be our last one about inner healing. Yeah, this topic is so important for every one of us. It's so important for you. Be sure about that. God wants to heal you deeply. He is your Father. You are not forsaken by Him. He is with you all the way. Well, in our last broadcast, I've reflected about 7 inner emotional wounds that need to be healed through the work of the Holy Spirit. And today, I'm going to explain about some path that we need to take in order to heal these wounds. And I'm going to explain as well about how these wounds begin in our souls, in our stories. Almost all of these wounds begin in rough times we faced, in experiences where there was no affection and love in our lives. This is especially true when we were kids, where lack of a real love caused bitterness to grow, which turns our hearts into a harsh and insensitive place. Most of our inner wounds began in our childhood. Every child needs to feel acceptance from other people, especially from their parents. Every child needs to be loved and accepted in order to be able to develop their emotional balance and in order to improve their own self-esteem. Our heart has a deep thirst for real love, and when this thirst is not fulfilled, it can cause serious emotional problems. Because this type of damage is so often caused by the lack of love, it can only be cured through a deep experience of love. God's love. God loves us. He always loves us. He is always there for us. But we don't always want to see or accept it. When we accept God's love, it can fundamentally change our lives. We can receive the strength and consolation we need to mend our souls. Listen to me. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 1 says, "The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, He named my name." And in Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, it also says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you." Well, this means that God has always loved you, and He shaped all of your characteristics. He really wanted your existence in this world. He called you from your mother's womb, and He brought you up with a beautiful mission because of His love for you. No matter what you've been going through, no matter what baggage you are lugging around, God can take away your burden and satisfy your desire for love and sincere acceptance. He accepts you as you are right now, and He's calling you to live a new and a better life with Him. Maybe you were rejected in your childhood, and you didn't feel acceptance from your relatives, God loves you. He accepts you as you are right now. Maybe you have a lack of love in your heart, or you feel a deep inferiority because people always said that you were less than others. God loves you. Maybe you've been feeling a terrible fear to be unloved again, or you have been carrying a burden of guilt. Blame yourself for your past mistakes. God loves you. He doesn't blame you for your mistakes. You may be struggling to overcome sadness and anxiety and to find a new reason for your life. Be sure about it. God loves you. If people bullied you a lot in the past, God can heal your emotions and memories. You are a precious child to Him. Regardless of your weakness and wounds, God can strengthen and heal your soul. But listen to me, in order to achieve it, you have to pass through an inner healing process, through the work of the Holy Spirit. You have to make prayer a serious part of your life. You have to build a daily routine of prayer, spending your time before the Blessed Sacrament, for example. Set aside 15 minutes a day to stay before the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus is alive, abiding in this precious sacrament, and He will work on your wounds, your story, when you stay before Him. You have to make prayer a serious part of your life. You have to live your faith. You have to commit yourself, and you have to commit to God. You have to surrender your story to Him. You have to do your part in the process. And this is and always an easy process, and it can take time, but if you achieve it, your life will become much happier than before. So that young couple I've mentioned in our first broadcast in this series worked with me for more than a year. They needed to identify what they were feeling. They needed to find the root of their weaknesses. They needed to overcome their pride. They needed to overcome their failure. They needed to learn to be humble. They needed to enter in this inner healing process by praying, by receiving God's grace in order to be aware of their own wounds and in order to overcome it. They needed to learn to be humble. But they did it. They did it. Today they are together. They love and respect each other. They received from God a new way of dealing with each other, and they worked through their pain. Well, if you follow these steps, daily prayer, and taking an honest look for yourself in order to really understand what wounded you in your story, you will be able to surrender your life before God. You will be able to offer to God your pain, your wounds, and God will heal you through the work of the Holy Spirit. Through this inner healing process, God will heal you. He will make you into the best version of yourself. You can work through your pain with your powerful Lord by receiving His help. You can overcome your failure. You can achieve inner healing by the work of the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm gonna pray for you right now, and I'm gonna ask the Holy Spirit for your deep healing through His loving power. Please, place your right hand over your heart and receive this healing prayer. Our Almighty God, our Lord, we worship You right now. We adore You, Lord. And we fully believe that You loves us. You has loved us. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, You has loved us, Lord. Please, Lord, send upon us Your Holy Spirit right now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with Your love. Heal, Holy Spirit, our bad memories, our bad experiences that scarred us. Come, Holy Spirit, heal right now our relationship with our parents. Heal our relationships with our siblings, our parents, our relatives. If we didn't feel acceptance from our family, heal us, Holy Spirit, right now with your love. We are loved by you. We are not forsaken by you. Come, Holy Spirit, if someone had betrayed us in our story, if we have experienced a deep pain because someone didn't love us, come, Holy Spirit, heal our pain, heal our memories, break the chains of sadness, of addiction. Come, Holy Spirit, we are accepted by you. We are loved by God. Come, Holy Spirit, in our story, in any moment in which we were wounded by other people. Come, Holy Spirit, make us able to forgive people. Make us able to go forth. Set us free, Holy Spirit, from bad experiences that got us stuck in some sad event in our past. Release us from sadness, Holy Spirit. Fill us up with your amazing love. We need you. Come, Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless you all, your life, your mind, your goals in this time, your job, your family. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Adriano Zandana. Another great episode and the end of a three-part series he did on inner healing. Father Adriano Zandana comes to us from the Cachoeira Paulista community of Canção Nova in Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, which is in Sao Paulo state. Actually, it's located exactly halfway between the city of Sao Paulo and the city of Rio de Janeiro. And you know that Father Adriano actually is my number one download at stanthonyalston.com. So stanthonyalston.com. So he's my number one download. So he's doing a great job. You're enjoying them. I'm enjoying them. And it's really good. And the next time he comes up to the United States, we'll definitely let you know. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend. And remember, we're here every single day, Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. on 950 100.3 FM WROL.